Geek Free Guide to Ranking Your Site in Google. Lesson 6, Domain Level Brand Metrics. First, let's have the short answers. What are domain level brand metrics? Domain level brand metrics basically means all the stuff you're doing to establish what people think of when they think of your domain name. How important are they? According to the 150 experts surveyed, domain level brand metrics scores a 5.8 out of 10 on the scale of importance for ranking in Google. What can I do to improve? You can issue press releases, on or offline. Use video commercials, on or offline. Engage the news media, on or offline. And interact with your customers through social media, email, and forums. Now for a more detailed explanation. When you think of the word Amazon, what comes to mind? Lush, rich forests where medicines are found? The world's largest river? Spear-wielding natives and loincloths? I bet the first thing that came into your mind had nothing to do with any of that. I bet you thought of the e-commerce entity, Amazon.com. You thought of Amazon.com because Amazon has done a marvelous job of establishing their brand. I remember way back when Amazon was first created and only sold books. I remember their commercials and wondering why they chose the name that they did, since it had nothing to do with books and had no connection to the company, location, or anything else. Yet now, the first thing I think of when I hear the word Amazon is Amazon.com too. That's because branding works. I have a brand. My brand is my name. Granted, my brand is a speck of dust in comparison to the gigantic boulder of Amazon, but the name Jonathan Leger holds certain meaning in the internet marketing space. People expect a certain level of quality, integrity, and product from me. I aim to deliver on all of those things. You want to establish yourself and your site as a brand too. When people think of your domain name, you want them to associate it with good things. Some examples. Walmart is associated with low prices. Rolex is associated with the finest of watches. Ferrari is associated with fast cars. All of those companies have built a brand about what they want to be known for. In order for you to build a brand, you need to know what you want to be known for too. So ask yourself a few questions. What is my company the best at? What sets us apart from other people? What are people looking for and expecting when they come to us? Once you know those things, it's time to get to work. When you create a new product, you issue a press release or an email blast. Maybe you contact the news media to see if they'll cover it. Or maybe you use link bait. Remember our discussion about link bait? To attract the media's attention without you ever having to be in touch with them at all. Traditional companies use television commercials and online commercials to build their brand. If that's the kind of business you want to build, you can do the same. A very important way to build your brand is to interact with your customers. Whether it's through personal responses to email, social media, customer forums, whatever. When people know you're listening to what they want and need, you're building trust in your brand that will bring them back to you again and again. I often get emails from customers who tell me that they own almost every product I've got on the market. They trust me and what I've built because of my long history of working hard to make sure that I only sell what works. That's a big deal in the internet marketing industry. There are lots of sharks in these waters, so being a person of integrity really stands out. How branding helps with ranking. What does all of this have to do with ranking in Google? Directly, almost nothing. But indirectly, it has everything to do with your ranking. Just like social media activity leads to people sharing and talking about your site, which leads to links, which leads to rankings, so too, branding leads to buzz and viral activity that indirectly results in the signals Google wants to see before it ranks your site. While having an offline magazine do a write-up on your company has no direct impact on Google, it triggers a lot of discussion among people, and at least some, if not most, of that discussion takes place online. That online discussion results in links to your site, which leads to ranking. Building a brand also affects your ranking in another way. If you have a trusted brand, when your pages appear in the search results, people will skip over other links to click on yours because they know your name. Rightly or wrongly, humans naturally trust things they know more than things they don't, which is why branding is so important. When more people click through to your site instead of others, that increases your query CTR. Remember that from the previous lesson? Which sends Google the message that your page is more relevant and makes for a better user experience than other pages in the same search results. That can move your page up higher in the rankings, which results in more traffic to you. How to check your site for all these factors? Social media is definitely the best way to check on the status of your brand. If you search Twitter, for example, and your name or site is never mentioned in any tweets, you have no brand. If you search Twitter and your name or site gets slammed in the tweets, you have a brand, but it's not a good one. When people say negative things about your brand, listen to them. It can be hard to swallow your pride and admit that you have a problem, but clearly if people aren't saying overwhelmingly positive things about your brand, you do have a problem. Be willing to confront those problems and work on them. Respond to the comments you see about your brand. Ask people questions. Try to offer personal help. Doing that can turn those negatives into positives and will improve your brand over time. If you don't have a brand at all, work hard to build your brand through social media presence. Distribute quality information to people who are interested in your market. Answer questions. Accept feedback. Reach out to other people in your industry and establish relationships with them. It's hard work, but in time it will result in positive branding of your business. That positive branding will in turn result in more love from Google. Setting yourself apart from other businesses in your market is tough to do, but it's necessary if you want to achieve real success. When you're building your brand, don't even think about Google. Think about the reputation of your business and the repeat customers that having a good reputation will bring. The effort you put into that reputation, that brand, will pay off with Google in the long run. Throughout this course, I highlight the use of Keyword Canine as the perfect tool to help you achieve your Google ranking success. Keyword Canine does it all for you. Site health monitoring, keyword analysis, backlink analysis, rank tracking, long tail mining, keyword optimization, and more. You'll save hours out of your day every time you use it. This tool is seriously worth its weight in gold. There's nothing else like it on the market, especially for the price. So start your SEO efforts off on the right foot and get access to Keyword Canine at keywordcanine.com.